Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. Hey folks, thanks for tuning in. It's the Ed August Astrology and Tarot Show.
And hello everybody out there in Radio Land. So we had an error in programming this show. We put a somebody who's my helper, actually, who does all the technical stuff on here. She put a start of 2 p.m. instead of 12 p.m. Local time. And then I didn't know that. She didn't even know she did it because she did it at 3 o'clock in the morning and setting up the show. So when I called in to Blog Talk Radio, they said, Your show is coming up in 1 hour and 59 minutes or something like that. I thought, what? So she had the bright idea of, well, why don't we just set it for 1 o'clock? In other words, an hour later. Well, and then afterwards, I was thinking, wait a second, what happened to people that thought that the show was going to start an hour later than that? So we're probably facing a situation where there's like no callers. So this will take some doing here for me to probably give you an informative show where we'll see what the heck is going on. Let's see if I can do that right now. You know what I turned to was the Cosmic Church of Christ, which is the church that I founded in about 2008, 2009, and I haven't done very much with it. But the interesting thing about it is it's Cosmic Church of Christ, Ed August founder, quote, where Jesus is part of the astrology, unquote. And that's because in 1997, I wrote a booklet called Christian Astrology. And what that talks about is the purported and very useful birth chart of Jesus Christ. And I showed how it works and how it's relevant to his life and how, you know, the progressions and all the features of the chart show how he was, oppressed by both the Romans and also the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council and stuff that led to his crucifixion. But also the chart shows his magical powers and some great conjunctions that he had. And that chart is set for the date of March 1st, 7 BC. And the reason that Jesus was born earlier, 7 years earlier than we are led to believe, or than the birth is celebrated, is that Herod, King Herod, died in 4 BC. Well, I think it's either 3 BC or 4 BC. So he could not have been born after Herod died because in the Gospels, it's stated how Herod learned of Jesus' birth and set out to kill the infants that had been, born in the Bethlehem area, et cetera. So you know the story. They had to flee to Egypt. They had to migrate. They had to migrate to Egypt to get out of Galilee or Palestine or whatever that area was called, Judea, you know. So anyway, the chart works. The timing works because that would have made him just the right age to be persecuted by King Herod. And then what I do in the follow-up of the book is I have more than 100 important people, I mean powerful and important people that have lived. And I compare aspect to aspect between the Jesus chart and the charts of those notable people, and of course their birth dates are also, you know, like we know when Roosevelt was born, we know when Stalin was, we think we know when Stalin was born, we know when certain Hollywood stars were born. So anyway, so I compare, and I find that some of the people end up having a lot of really good comparison charts with Jesus, and those would include certain religious people, spiritualists, healers, activists, in the church, And you ever heard of Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, for example, at a TV show for a while? And he, of course, was a Catholic bishop. His show was very popular in the 1950s and 60s. But and others, Edgar Casey came up very strong, you know. And so I thought, well, okay, so these people that have a really good comparison with Jesus's chart are basically good and helpful people and maybe more spiritual than others, you know. Meanwhile, I also tracked the fact that some of the militarists, some of the generals, some of the leaders around the world, especially, you know, totalitarian countries, and also just crooks and, you know, deceitful people, and in some cases, murderers. Well, you know, I mean, Stalin was a murderer. Lenin was a murderer. Hitler was a murderer. So you take those charts, and when you compare those with the Jesus chart, they just sink to the bottom. You know, there's like, there's no good match between the people, most of them anyway, whose birthdays we know, and the Jesus chart. So you'd have like, you know, some of these healers would have a plus 29 or plus 35 or something, you know, in the point scale that I was using. And some of these, you know, Mussolini and Stalin and Mao Zedong and whatever would have like a minus 20 or 30 or 35 or something. So it was almost like easy to tell between the people that were destined because of their birth chart to shed goodness and spirituality and helpfulness and healing on humanity, and the ones that are just the opposite, the ones that poison humanity, the ones that take away freedom and life and the pursuit of happiness. So I think, well, this chart of Jesus, assuming that it's right, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's just, you know, an artifact. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But anyway, it can be used as a template. So you take this Jesus chart and you can use it in a comparison with any given person, any person around the world. You see what I mean, that you have a valid birthday for? I've noticed that a lot of times there's some shady characters out there, even some Hollywood personalities and big business people whose the chart does not match the person's profile of what we know about them, what they've done in life. And if you look closer, you'll see that the transits and progressions have not caused the kinds of effects that you would expect in, you know, 97% of the people that you know what their birth date and birth time is. So those are the people who have changed their birthdays, or whose, you know, let's say their parents wanted to keep them from going to, you know, joining, from being able to serve in the army, or who wanted them to be able to go and get a job somewhere or apply to a certain school. So they've changed their birth date by 2 years or whatever, you know. So those are people that we really can't analyze and process, you know, according to the template of the Jesus Christ chart, because it's not the correct birth date, you know. So, but in the cases where we do know the birth date, then there you go. You know, that is quite useful. Quite useful. Why not? You know, why not? Let's try that. Let's you know, if Judge Kavanaugh for a Supreme Court justice position, and there's what was her name, Bailey or something, the woman who was denouncing him and claiming that he fondled her in an upstairs bedroom when he was 17 and she was 15, whatever. Okay, so you take those two charts that you have for their birth dates, assuming that both of them have given us correct birth dates, and you can see right there which one is destined to be a person like a Supreme Court judge, you know, someone who helps humanity in that sense, somebody who sifts right from wrong, in important court cases, and you compare that with somebody who may or may not be, you know, saying the things that the liberal, progressive Democrats would love her to say, that something to knock Judge Kavanaugh off of his perch. You see what I mean? So, well, that's one way of looking at it, is that we can use the chart of Jesus to see who is, tell them the truth here, who is a good person, you know? I mean, it's literally like taking Edgar Cayce and comparing him with Adolf Hitler. You know, if you look at the two charts, then you see, you know, who's the most spiritual of the two, right? Who has more spirituality? So anyway, so I'm on the site right now. It's called CosmicChurchOfChrist.org. And the Cosmic Church of Christ, spirit photos. The first section of this is something that I call spirit photos. It's I went through a 2-year period as my eyesight was really bad. I needed to have cataract surgery, and I put it off and put it off. And then I started literally seeing things in like different objects and what it was. That was a very mystical experience. It's called pareidolia, where you see things in common objects or whatever, sheets and shirts and whatever. And then also I was seeing it in rumpled up plastic and tin and stuff. If you go to that website, you'll see some examples of it. Very strange. You get spirit faces. The spirit faces and figures were like coming out at me. And so what I did is I photographed them. So I had fairly decent photographs here with a lot of detail that you can zoom in on. And you might find that enjoying to see that. So, whoa, hey, here's one of a spirit face that looks just like a woman with long, long arms. And she's wearing some kind of really, a robe or something like that. Boy, this is freaky stuff. And then there's one that looks just like, believe it or not, it looks like Grandma from the Red Riding Hood legend with the wolf in bed with actually laying on top of. It's really weird. It's, I don't know. It looks like, but so you can see her in her bonnet, fingers over the edge of the blanket, and the wolf's head is on the bottom left. The faces were manifesting naturally from sheets and shirts and natural objects, and I was photographing them when I noticed them. So I also saw these photos as a kind of a sign from, the infinite or something, or from the spirit world. You know, what do I know about the spirit world? Well, it seemed like it was communicating with me. So if you go down to, oh, wait, here's a figure of somebody sitting and reading a book, and you can see almost the figures on the book, but it's just a little trick of the light, you know, a very gaunt figure opening and reading from an old book with a scattering of strange forms and shapes on the page rather than words. So why was I getting all this stuff? Here's one of a spirit. Here's one of a spirit taken off and flying. It's farther down on the page. Well, I hope you take a look, because I end up taking thousands of pictures. I mean, literally thousands of pictures. You got to take a look and you can see. Here's one that looks like two birds, like maybe it's two phoenixes or something like that are sitting, and something looks like green jade. Wow, it's kind of neat. So I would see faces, figures, monsters, UFOs, whatever. And so I don't know how this contributes really to to the spiritual, but definitely the spirit photos. So there's about a dozen spirit photos on here if you go to that page. Again, that's CosmicChurchOfChrist.org. I founded the Cosmic Church back in about 2008, 2009. I haven't done very much with it. I mean, I really should do a lot more, but I just get carried away into doing readings for people. That's like a really big thing that I'm doing is readings. And now I wanted to talk just a minute about the new moon, which happened in Capricorn just a couple, 3 days ago. And so we had the moon and the sun combining. Okay, where is that page? Come on, guys. Okay, here we go. I'm going to astro.com, and I'm going to click on the three little planetary symbols. And so, yeah, so today the moon, the sun is in 18 degrees Capricorn, and the moon is in 18 degrees Aquarius. It's already moved one whole sign in advance of that, which it does about every 2.5 days. So, 2.5 days ago, there was the new moon. Hey, this new moon is really potent with lots of energy, in, especially involving things like works and jobs and ambition and, real estate, anything that you're building, anything that you're making. Not particularly so good in romance because there's nothing particular about the moon and the sun conjunction in the middle of Capricorn that has anything to do with love or romance, unfortunately. Right now, but for 6 months in the future, this thing is going to influence things quite a bit. People are going to take things very, very seriously right now. There's not going to be any BS out there right now. That's why there's this big, big struggle in the nation and in the government right now between everything that the Democrats, liberals, progressives want and the Donald Trump administration. And, geez, I can't tell you where that's going to go. It just looks as though it's just so critical, so messy. You know, it's like Saturn sometimes puts its finger down very hard on ambitions and dreams and stuff. So it's not something right now that has to do with one's dreams. It's all about practical stuff. It's like, well, okay, are we going to give this guy billions of dollars to build this freaking wall or not? So they're saying, no, we're not. He's not getting a dime. We don't need that one. Well, on the other side is, well, maybe we should have better border security so we don't get the drugs and don't get, MS-13 and, a bunch of people that could be dangerous to our country. I don't know. It's a big freaking battle of very basic principles that would probably be resolved the best if we compare planets to the United States chart, to the Declaration of Independence chart, and see what the comparisons are. I am not intentionally neglecting my callers. I see there's some callers out there, and I do want to get in now. We're going to slip from the astrology to the tarot. As a matter of fact, I'm shuffling the cards right now, and we'll see how deep we can get into this. I have one call, who's been waiting the longest, who is from the 856 area code. 856, you're coming up. Here we go. Hello, good afternoon. Hi. Hi, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, hello. It's Ed here. What can I do for you?
Whatever you can pick up that's coming up, relationship-wise, newer job or new person, whatever, or moving.
Okay, so you want just a basic general reading. I'm going to pick three cards, and we're going to see where those cards take us. Hopefully two out of three are good or whatever, Or even if the first card is bad, maybe the second and third card will be good. So we'll just see where it goes. So 856, what part of the country is that, please? I need to tune in to your...
New Jersey.
Pardon? New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And I'm ready to cut these cards. Would you like them near the top or... A third of the way down? Half the way down? Where would you like me to cut the cards for you?
Top, I guess.
Top works for me. And we'll see what happens. Okay. I see improvements coming in terms of your lifestyle, in terms of how you're dealing with other people and how people are dealing with you. Temperance is the first card. Temperance means... you're going to enter a period in which you don't go to extremes with people, either in love or in, thinking about your career or whatever. And temperance is like an angel. The angel is pouring like the gift of life and intellect, you know, from one cup to another. So you're perfecting something. It could be that you're going to be making a big comeback from an unhealthy situation. Does that make any sense? The unhealthy situation could be involving like a friend, a boyfriend, or something that in the recent past. So that's going to improve for you. The second card is the Ten of Pentacles. The Ten of Pentacles is very blessed because it shows everything having to do with a happy family. It shows you will be able to bring home more money. It shows that even if you're living with extended family, let's say if you have children or your mother or someone like that, that it'd be happier. It's going to become happier to live with other people. If you want to do is live with the guy that you're thinking about so much, that will work out positively too. It's just a matter of getting from point A to point C, point B. So the Temperance card shows you're going to clear off some of those cobwebs. You're going to get more clear about things. You're not going to be in risky behavior where you're, let's say if you're drinking or every once in a while getting together with somebody and having a drug or something like that, but you're going to get away from that. It's a purification process. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then the happy family, your family is going to be happier in the months ahead than it is now. And the third card is the High Priestess. So the High Priestess can be you or it could be someone in your life who gives you really good advice and who's very wise and knowledgeable and has a lot of spiritual energy. So you're going to be gravitating more towards spiritual people, but this could also mean that you are yourself the High Priestess. You know what you need to do, and you will know in the coming months what you need to do to improve things and to fix your life even better. So the High Priestess means that you will be smarter than anybody around you who's trying to control you or corrupt you or take over your life or whatever. You'll know a good deal when you hear it. I think these are three very good cards. Every single card is very positive. So it's just going out there and getting started. And you need to stay positive, you know. Stay ahead of any negativity that's in your life. Get away from the negative person or people that have been trying to control you or corrupt you. I hope that helps you.
It does.
That's great. Okay, so have a great day, a great week, and a great year ahead, and call us back. Thanks so much. All right. Now we're going to go to another mysterious area code. It's the 917. Let's see what's happening in the 917. Hello, good afternoon. How are you? Hello? Anybody there? Oh, you know what? I just realized that there's not a... Oh, there is a question mark in front of them. So they do have a question. Hello, you've been holding for 10 minutes. Are you still there? Hello, 917. Oh, there
hello.
It is. Okay, 917. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
This is Ed speaking.
What
can I do?
My name is Lisa. I would like to know
Lisa.
If you see me getting the job at the addictions place in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Lisa getting a job at an addiction
that?
Place. And yes, okay, Lisa, I'm
Brooklyn.
Shuffling the cards right now. I'm thinking of the addiction place in Brooklyn, and I'm thinking of you, as a candidate for that job and whether it's going to work out for you or not. So we got Lisa, and I'm going to cut the cards now. Where do you see me cutting these cards for you, which brings your energy
in the middle.
Into contact? In the middle it is. It's open right there to the middle. It was waiting for you. Okay. The Hierophant is like the Pope. That is the big cheese, the big poncho that is going to decide whether you get this job or not. And the second, so in other words, this is being reviewed right now, or it's being processed, let's put it that way, or it's about to be. So the second card is the Eight of Pentacles. That's a wonderful card because it shows a craftsman or a workperson who is like banging out some pentacles, which are like great big coins or little shields or something like that. And there's eight of them, and they're all golden. And that shows some you know, working. So you're striving to get this job and to start working there, and it looks as though you will get what you want, that you will get what you want. So the only thing is that the third card is a kind of negative card. It's a very confusing card for a lot of people. It's the devil card,
yeah,
which means that there's some details. There's something weird about this that will only manifest probably once you start working there. Something will come up. Something will not be very pleasant. Maybe it's the fact that it's addictions and that you're going to be dealing with people, maybe patients, maybe staff or whatever, and it could rub you the wrong way. It could be that you'll be under some negative energy. So I want you to think about this job. It looks like you will be getting the job offer, but then you're going to have to go through a process of getting used to what could be a kind of stressful situation. Does that make sense?
Well, they just basically told me that they might hire a second person in the near future.
And would you be that second person, or wait, would you be that second person, or are you in line to be the first person? How do they mean that?
Yeah, I really don't know what that meant.
Ah, okay. Well, all I can say is the decision is being made. It's like the Pope is sitting in this throne, and he's like sending blessings out, you know. So I think that you're going to get the job. And the second card makes it look like even more like you're going to start working, and it's going to be that part of it is almost, well, it's not for sure, but it looks very positive. But the devil card is upsetting a little bit. It shows that there could be some factor. Maybe this is other person. Why would they tell you that they're going to hire a second person or something? I don't know.
Right. Because they already hired one. And when I called, they said we might hire a second person. So they just wanted to let me know that they have me on file and things like that.
Oh,
that's what they
you're
said.
On file. Okay. So
yeah,
that's,
that they're keeping
the
information.
That shows us. So, yeah, that you're in line to get, you know, one of these positions, but that they did hire somebody already, and that, well, that explains the devil. The devil is in the details. You would be working, except the details are that they already hired somebody and whatnot. So, jeepers, I don't know. It's sort of like you made a good impression, you know, you made a good impression, and it looks like you are capable of doing the work and trained and capable. I don't know if it's clerical or interpersonal kind of stuff that you'd be doing there, but it all looks good. I'm just sorry that I can't give you a clear understanding about how it will end up.
Yeah, I don't know why did they hire the other person. I don't really understand, you know, what was so good about the other person. Did they have more experience or something?
Yes. Well, I think that I think it's not clear because the devil is in the details, and that's being covered up, and that's something having to do with the management over there. The management, it's the Hierophant, which is like the Pope. It's like they may be autocratic, they may be very bureaucratic, they may not be as patient and understanding of you and what you your situation. I am so sorry we're not going to be able to get much farther with. There's only 45 seconds left in the show. Well, thanks for your call. All the best. Think positive, okay? Burn a candle or something.
Yes.
Burn a white candle or a green candle. Burn a green candle for money. How's that? Okay, dear. Thanks so much. And that means that we get our exit music here. And hopefully...